In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kids down back on the Fan, continuing with your calls, 888-808-1019. It's just so depressing, BT, because yesterday was the first time I was actually really looking forward to watching the Giants. Even in a game where, like, you know the Bucs are better. Okay, sure, you know most people that the Giants play, they're going to be better. But I really was excited to see what DeVito and this new energized group can be. And it was even worse than before. It's not about Daniel Jones. Like, nobody's going to miss Daniel Jones. Sorry, it was time beyond time. But, man, to have that effort again at home with DeVito... That's as bad as it gets for me.
They're scraping lower levels than I think any of us could have imagined. It's getting worse. It's getting seemingly without a whole lot of direction. And that's when things start to change. And, you know, quite frankly, when there's a looseness that is evident, and you sense that in, you know, guys not wrapping up, guys not pursuing plays hard, what they say in the media, even just, you know, their post-game presence. Like, the neighbor, he's a kid. I'm not going to go nuts on him, but... The optics of him sitting there with the shades and just like he's a 7-year vet who's going to the Hall of Fame. Dude, I know you're very, very talented, but you're a rookie. And I'm not even sitting there saying, know your place, rookie. I know it's a different day, but at least have a little bit of a sense where you put the team before yourself.
Right. Two things from neighbors that has bothered me here so far this year. Number one, I do think he's been selfish in a lot of those post-game scrums. Number two, would you say that he's been respectful of the head coach?
No. Absolutely. I don't think he has been.
Yeah, okay, absolutely not. Now, whether it's the coach's fault, like, we'll figure that out. The owners will figure that, whatever. Everybody will figure that out eventually. You as a player, especially a rookie, you can't be openly disrespectful like that. Mm-hmm. You could be frustrated with the losses and say, hey, I hate losing or whatever, but, like, I'm not just trying to pick on him, but it's every week with Malik Nabers saying something.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful and selfish at times. And for me, that reminds me of Odell Beckham Jr. when he did that years ago with Coughlin.
Yes. But I feel like it didn't quite sound that way. I think Odell was different.
Nabers
like
sounds
that.
Worse. Yeah,
that's
right.
What I mean.
Odell had silly actions more
but the
so.
Theatrics with Beckham were maybe a little more, you know, waving the hands. I'm open. What's going on? Visible frustration, whereas, and unless I'm just misremembering, but I didn't feel like Odell's press conferences were post-game were as divisive.
Agreed.
Or as anti-coach. This is not good.
Disrespecting the head coach like that, it has gotten brutal for the Giants. Frank is in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Frank?
Hey, I just wanted to say that these guys have missed the boat. These players yesterday, they didn't play because they were pissed off because the Giants mistreated Daniel Jones. That's what I think. They don't care about playing for the Giants. They have no pride. That's why they don't win at home. They have no pride.
What about the prior 10 weeks?
I'm just telling you.
Oh, no, but I get what you're saying, and I could understand that to a certain extent, but the Giants were 2-8 going into yesterday.
Right.
It can't just be, well, they're mad because they're the way the Giants treated their buddy. I mean, the Giants have stunk with Daniel Jones.
Right, and he was the main reason. He was missing open receivers, you know, in the flat everywhere.
Yeah, but Frank, hold on.
They don't even understand.
I'm sorry, Frank. What confused us is it seemed like you made it seem like they were doing well, and then, you know, Jones got disrespected, and then they mentally checked out. What Sal's saying is they were awful with Jones, and they were even worse without him. So it's just basically continuing where they've been. It's like they fell off. They've been bad all year.
Right. And I think that they just disrespected the whole team yesterday, and that's why they came out flat.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry there, Frank, to cut you short.
Buddy.
But yeah, no, we got your point. Like, you could add it up to, wow, you know what, the way that they treated Jones, that led to the lackluster effort, if it weren't a putrid 10 weeks before that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean. I don't think that Daniel Jones, although I would assume, and we heard some of the quotes from guys, so we know it's not even just assuming, they weren't thrilled with the way things went down with the handling of Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Sal, a couple things that I've heard in the last, you know, week or two. And now it pertains to both of our teams. One is play like a Jet, which is comical in its own right.
Right.
And the other is Giants pride.
Yeah.
You know, Giants pride, that was the mantra. That was the moniker, Giants pride. There is none. It's gone. And if you don't think that you can reestablish it with the gentleman that you currently have, then you got to swing for something else, even though it's the last thing you want to do,
right,
because you've been on this carousel for the last decade.
Don't you think, though, Dable, based on what we've seen of him and his demeanor and, you know, his, I don't want to say his attitude, but he's got that temper, which is good. Like, the way that he coaches, which is why I believe that he could be the right guy, I do think he's a prideful guy. And I do think he gets it and tries to get guys to play hard. But for some reason here in year three, it's just not registering. And it has gotten worse year in, year out. And it's not just conveniently the quarterback. Quarterback play has been bad, but it's everything. There's no way the defense should have played like that yesterday. There's no way the defense should be talking like they do. The offense shouldn't be great, maybe, with the third string quarterback in DeVito, but it shouldn't be this bad.
They had 45 yards in the first half, dude. And you would think that they were playing in 35-mile-per-hour winds and 9 inches of snow. I mean, come on. Quick one, because to me, this does encapsulate, I think, certainly how I view Dable at this point, and I'm sure a growing list of others. What do you think are his two best traits as a coach?
I mean, that's great. Well, what's supposed to be? Well, he's supposed to be an offensive quarterback developer,
offensive number one, and what's number two?
I mean, when you say discipline.
Yeah, but boom, you nailed them. Yeah. Those are the two. Again,
which
offense,
I like from him. You would think that he should be able to keep everything in order.
For sure. Yeah, okay. For sure. Offense, I know it's getting repetitive now, but for an offensive coach, he is now in charge of the worst Giants offense in 25 years. This is not like the San Francisco 49ers offense with Jerry Rice. Like, the Giants offense has stunk many years. And even when they were good, they didn't really light it up to the tune of 30-something. It's always been a fairly pedestrian, pop-gun, predictable offense, right? It's the worst in almost three decades, but he's an offensive guy. And number two, he's a man of discipline. Yeah? Your wide receiver basically said you can't coach.
Yeah, I mean, and calling him out for multiple weeks, and he's done nothing about it.
And do you agree? Because what I'm saying there is I believe Neighbors is talking directly about Dable.
You agree, right? Yes, you remember we had this conversation weeks ago.
Yep.
Now, it's obviously gotten worse, but I remember the first time saying, hey, I don't like that. Now, he could have nipped it in the bud. They didn't. And then it continues to get worse. Now, he's been banged up, whatever, Neighbors, but he's back out there healthy. And the Giants aren't getting on the ball in the first half, and he references that, and he clearly is frustrated. And he did say we're tired of losing, but, yeah, I mean, I would have liked to have seen maybe Dable's afraid to do that because of his standing in the organization right now. Maybe just similar the way Coughlin was hesitant to do it with Odell on his last leg.
A little tough to flex when the wins aren't there. That is an interesting look into human psychology. All right, Sal, it is true.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service.
One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.